In this bulletin, the U.S. warns it will strike Iranian targets if Tehran blocks shipping. The Prime Minister of Vanuatu arrives in Canberra today. And in the World Cup, the Socceroos say Egypt will deliver a major challenge in their next match. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hassam Al-Ghalib. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, says the United States will continue striking Iranian military targets if Tehran interferes with shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. It follows a warning from Iran's Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, that attempts by vessels to use arrangements outside those set by Tehran would increase tensions and delay the reopening of the waterway.
They need to understand their leverage is diminishing by the day. The Gulf Arabs are creating all kinds of alternatives to the Straits of Hormuz. We will create alternatives to our basing posture there. We will harden some. Some may go underground. Others will move. So this leverage that Iran thinks it has now is diminishing faster and faster.
The exchange comes despite a Pakistan-brokered agreement reached earlier this month aimed at restoring commercial traffic through the strait after months of disruption caused by the conflict between Iran, the U.S., and Israel. Iran agreed this month to allow commercial shipping through the strait for 60 days, but the two sides remain at odds over how vessels should transit it. Survivors of two deadly earthquakes in Venezuela are facing a severe lack of water, medication, and basic supplies as they shelter in temporary camps in Venezuela's La Guaira state. Temporary shelters are accommodating residents who have been unable to return to their homes for several days due to collapsed buildings or structural safety concerns. Local authorities and volunteers are continuing to deliver supplies. However, residents say shelters are facing severe shortages. This local resident says people are struggling to meet basic needs.
We are short on drinking water and basic daily necessities. We have patients who need medicine. Things are really tough right now.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will welcome the Prime Minister of Vanuatu, Jotham Napat, to Canberra today. The pair are expected to discuss continued economic, security, and development cooperation between Australia and Vanuatu during Mr. Napat's first official visit to Australia as leader. The two leaders are also expected to sign the Nakamal Agreement, which has been delayed by Vanuatu for months over security and critical infrastructure concerns. Vanuatu's cabinet has now approved a revised version of the Strategic Economic and Security Agreement. Researchers say improving access to health services is likely the most important step in increasing rates of childhood vaccination in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. In a study investigating barriers and enablers for vaccinating First Nations children, researchers say practical barriers such as transport from remote areas, opening hours, and cultural safety were common. Speaking to SBS, researcher from the University of Queensland, Clara Walker, says research shows strong community support for vaccination in First Nations communities.
First Nations families experienced practical barriers to accessing vaccination, such as distance to appointments, lack of transport, and availability of appointments. How culturally safe a service feels was an important enabler, as well as a visible First Nations workforce. We hope this review helps health services to build on their strengths and provides practical strategies to providing accessible, culturally safe and responsive vaccination services for First Nations families.
Some Australian authorities say there is no evidence bird flu has spread to local wildlife populations, despite the state recently recording its first confirmed case in a migratory bird. On Sunday, Premier Peter Malinauskas said since the 20th of June, over 520 reports to a public hotline had resulted in 23 tests, but there was only one confirmed case. Chief Vet Sky Fruin says field officers from several agencies had been combing the landscape, with helicopters also deployed to search remote areas.
Happy to report that today we have no evidence of significant mortalities in wildlife, so they have, of course, been helping in terms of reporting individual cases, and we've been managing them through the hotline as we do with every other call, but no evidence that this has spread into our wildlife populations, which is excellent news.
To sport and in the World Cup, Australia is turning its attention to Egypt in Dallas next Saturday for the round of 32. The biggest question is whether Egyptian legend Mohamed Salah would be fit after picking up an injury in his side's draw against Iran on Saturday. Australia assistant coach Hayden Fox says with or without Salah, Egypt presents a huge challenge for the Aussies.
They're a very good side. They have some real natural technical talent, play kind of fearlessly, which is a typical African-Arab kind of way of playing football. They play a lot of their players play in their local league, but their local league is strong. They know each other. They've been together for a long period of time, so they play as a team, as a unit. And as we've shown, when you play as a team and a unit, you're difficult to beat. So it's going to be an almighty game, exciting challenge, I think, for us.
You can watch that game and all the other World Cup action live on SBS and on SBS On Demand. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.